Google just committed to powering the equivalent of 3.75 million homes, not for households, but for a single AI company that holds maybe 10% market share. That's 5 gigawatts of computing infrastructure. For context, that's roughly what it takes to run the entire city of San Francisco. And they're doing this for Anthropic, not OpenAI. The $40 billion check makes this the largest AI lab investment in recorded history. 4 times what Google already had in Anthropic. So either Sundar Pichai sees something the rest of us are missing, or Google just made the most expensive panic move in tech history. Which is it? Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today we're going deep on Google's $40 billion Anthropic bet and what might be the most consequential infrastructure play in the AI era, or the beginning of a spectacular write-down. Let's establish where we were before this announcement dropped earlier in April. The AI landscape looked relatively stable on the surface. OpenAI maintained its commanding lead with over 60% enterprise market share. Microsoft's partnership with OpenAI appeared solid despite some public friction over compute allocation. Anthropic, Claude's parent company, was the safety-conscious alternative, respected in research circles, but distant in commercial traction. Estimates put Claude's enterprise deployment share somewhere between 10 and 15%, respectable, but nowhere near dominant. Then the economics started shifting. DeepSeek, the Chinese AI lab that most people hadn't heard of 6 months ago, published results showing they could achieve comparable model performance with a fraction of the compute costs. Some of their claims suggested up to 90% reduction in computing power requirements. Now, take those numbers with appropriate skepticism. Chinese research labs have incentives to overstate efficiency gains. But even if DeepSeek's real-world efficiency is half what they claim, the implications are massive. It means the entire hyperscaler CapEx cycle that Wall Street has been modeling might be built on assumptions that are already outdated. Meanwhile, cracks were showing in the OpenAI-Microsoft relationship. Compute allocation disputes, whispers about OpenAI exploring other infrastructure partners, Sam Altman making increasingly public comments about needing more computing power than Microsoft could provide on the timeline OpenAI wanted. Microsoft's Azure costs were becoming a bigger line item than investors were comfortable with, especially as enterprise AI adoption remained slower than the hype suggested it should be. That's the landscape. Relatively ordered, predictable trajectories. Then Google upends the table with this announcement. Let's steel man the bull case first, because there is a legitimate strategic logic here that goes beyond just buying market share. Google is executing a vertical integration play that AWS pioneered 15 years ago, but at a scale and speed that has no precedent. By committing 5 gigawatts of compute capacity specifically to Anthropic, Google isn't just investing in an AI lab. They're creating structural lock-in that makes it nearly impossible for Anthropic to ever leave Google Cloud. Think about what 5 gigawatts actually means operationally. UBS estimates the power requirements alone cost between $1 and $2 billion annually. The total cost of ownership over 5 years could exceed $10 billion just for the infrastructure. You don't move that. You can't move that, not without years of planning and enormous switching costs. So Google gets Anthropic, a lab with legitimate technical credibility and the strongest safety positioning in the industry, permanently bound to Google Cloud Platform. That matters more than current market share numbers suggest. Enterprise AI adoption is still in early innings. Most companies are running pilots, not production workloads, the IT director at a Fortune 500 company who deploys Claude today for safety-critical applications might not care that OpenAI has better benchmarks on creative writing tasks. They care about liability, about explainability, about not being the person who approved the AI that generated something catastrophically wrong. Anthropic's constitutional AI approach and safety focus gives them differentiation exactly where enterprise risk officers are most nervous. The infrastructure commitment also creates a moat that competitors genuinely cannot replicate on the timeline that matters. Microsoft is already overcommitted on CapEx for OpenAI. Meta is spending on Llama infrastructure. Amazon has relationships with Anthropic already, but nothing close to this scale. 5 gigawatts is not something you provision in a quarter or even a year. The energy contracts alone take years to negotiate. The data center construction timelines are measured in decades of planning that should have started yesterday. Google is making it physically impossible for anyone else to offer Anthropic this level of infrastructure support. And here's the part that makes this more than just a compute play. Google gets insights into frontier model development that they can feed back into their own research. They're not just hosting Anthropic's models. They're learning from how Anthropic builds them, what works, what doesn't, where the bottlenecks are. That knowledge transfer is worth tens of billions in avoided research dead ends. JP Morgan's analysis calls this a strategic move to lock in a leading AI safety-focused lab, which will provide a competitive advantage in the long term. That's analyst speak for Google just bought a seat at the table for the next decade of AI development, and they did it in a way that competitors can't easily copy. So that's the bull case. Structural lock-in, differentiated product positioning through safety, infrastructure moat, knowledge transfer, and a bet that current market share matters less than positioning for where enterprise AI adoption goes over the next 5 years. Now let's talk about what they're not telling you. $40 billion for 10 to 15% market share. Let's just sit with that math for a moment. Google is paying roughly $267 billion of implied value per market share point. Meanwhile, OpenAI's last valuation round put them at $150 billion for 60%+ market share. The per point valuation doesn't even compare. Google is paying a massive premium for a distant second place. But valuation multiples are just the start of the problem. The real risk is that Google is committing to infrastructure costs based on compute assumptions that might already be obsolete. DeepSeek's efficiency claims matter here, even if we discount them heavily. Model efficiency is improving faster than most people expected. We've seen this pattern before. Remember when everyone thought you needed massive GPU clusters for computer vision? Then EfficientNet and mobile-optimized architectures made it possible to run sophisticated models on phones. The same thing could happen with large language models. If you can achieve 90% of the capability with 10% of the compute, what happens to all that infrastructure Google just committed to? It becomes stranded assets, just like the massive overbuilding in cloud capacity that happened between 2008 and 2012. Providers built for projected growth that never materialized at the rate they expected. Goldman Sachs published research just before this deal saying the AI infrastructure market is likely to experience significant changes with advancements in model efficiency potentially reducing. The need for large-scale compute infrastructure. That's not fringe thinking. That's Goldman putting out a note telling their clients to be careful about infrastructure plays in AI. The historical parallel that should worry Google is actually from their own industry, the telecom infrastructure boom of the late 90s. Companies spent hundreds of billions laying fiber optic cable based on projections of internet traffic growth. The growth happened, but not fast enough to justify the infrastructure spend in the time frame that mattered for those investments. Billions in stranded assets, bankruptcies, fire sales. The infrastructure eventually got used, but the companies that paid for it mostly didn't survive to see the payoff. Google is making a similar bet. They're building for a future where Anthropic needs 5 gigawatts of computing power. But what if efficiency improvements mean Anthropic only needs 1 gigawatt or 0.5 gigawatt? What do you do with the rest? You can't just redirect that power to other workloads easily. This is specialized AI infrastructure, not generic cloud compute. And let's talk about the Anthropic side of the equation. Yes, they have good technology. Yes, their safety positioning is differentiated. But being the safety-focused alternative is not the same as being the market leader. There's a reason constitutional AI hasn't translated into dominant market share. Enterprises care about safety, but they also care about capabilities, integration ease, cost, and a dozen other factors. Claude is good. It might even be better than GPT-4 on specific tasks. But it's not 4 times better, which is what Google is paying for with this $40 billion commitment on top of their previous investment. The AWS analogy actually cuts both ways. Yes, Amazon built a dominant platform that created massive value. But remember what happened to the companies that tried to compete with AWS by building their own massive cloud infrastructure? Most of them failed or pivoted. Google Cloud itself was late to market and spent years burning cash, trying to catch up. They only recently got to profitability. Now they're doing the same thing again in AI infrastructure. Massive upfront spend, hoping it translates to platform dominance later. Sometimes that works. Often it doesn't. There's also the organizational risk. Google has a track record of launching products and then not fully committing to them. Google Plus, Google Podcasts, Stadia, entire product categories where they spent billions and then walked away. What happens if Anthropic doesn't hit the growth targets that justify this infrastructure spend? Does Google have the stomach to keep funding this for 5 or 10 years, even if early returns are disappointing? Or do we see another case of Google making a huge bet and then losing patience when it doesn't immediately pay off? The Economist drew parallels between current AI hype and the dot-com bubble. Companies trading at 50 to 100 times revenue multiples based on narratives rather than fundamentals. Sound familiar? $5 trillion in market cap evaporated between 1999 and 2002. The internet was real. The technology persisted. But that didn't save most of the companies that overpaid for infrastructure in the boom years. So what does this actually mean for different players in this ecosystem? If you're an institutional investor holding Google stock, you need to watch the CapEx trajectory obsessively over the next 4 quarters. Google's total capital expenditure is now running at rates that would have been unthinkable 5 years ago. This Anthropic deal adds billions more in committed spend. At some point, the market is going to demand proof that this translates to revenue growth and margin expansion. If we're 18 months out and Anthropic's market share is still in the teens, while Google is still burning through infrastructure costs, you're going to see a re-rating. Tech stocks can absorb growth, CapEx, but not indefinitely without corresponding revenue. For enterprise technology buyers, and this is where it gets interesting for listeners running procurement or technology, this deal actually reduces your negotiating leverage with Google Cloud in some ways, but increases it in others. Google is now pot committed to making the AI infrastructure bet work. That means they need enterprise customers adopting Anthropic's models on GCP. You have leverage there, but it also means Google is going to be much more aggressive about bundling, about tying cloud commitments to AI access, about using their massive installed base in enterprise to push cloud adoption. If you're running Microsoft Azure or AWS, you need a strategy for what happens when Google starts offering enterprise AI at cost just to drive platform adoption. For other AI labs, this is the moment where you realize the game has fundamentally changed. The era of AI labs as independent research entities that can play cloud providers off each other is over. The infrastructure requirements for frontier models are now so large that you need a hyperscaler deeply committed to your success. Anthropic has that with Google. OpenAI has it with Microsoft, despite the friction. If you're anyone else, you're either getting acquired by a hyperscaler or you're pivoting to a model that doesn't require this level of compute. There's no middle ground anymore. For retail investors looking at this through the lens of public equities, the play is not Google versus Microsoft. It's infrastructure providers versus model providers. Google and Microsoft are vertically integrating. They're becoming both the infrastructure and the AI layer. That margin compression hits companies trying to be pure play AI model providers. If you're long an AI infrastructure, pure play, chip designers, data center REITs, power infrastructure, you need to model scenarios where efficiency improvements cut demand growth in half. Because DeepSeek is not the only lab working on efficiency, it's now the primary research focus across the industry. And for those of you sitting in a fund making allocation decisions right now, here's the real question. Do you believe we're in the early innings of an AI infrastructure build-out that will take a decade to play out? Where the winners will be the companies with the largest scale and deepest pockets? Or do you believe we're in the final innings of a massive compute arms race that's about to be disrupted by efficiency improvements that make most of this infrastructure unnecessary? Because you cannot be long both of those theses. Google is making the first bet. DeepSeek suggests the second outcome. Both cannot be right. What you do with that information depends on your time horizon and your stomach for binary outcomes. But make no mistake, this Google Anthropic deal is a $40 billion bet on one specific future. Either Google just secured the next decade of AI platform leadership, or they just committed to the largest infrastructure overbuilding since the fiber optic boom of the late 90s. History tells us that usually when someone makes the biggest bet ever made in a market, they're either exactly right at the inflection point or catastrophically wrong at the peak. Rarely is the truth somewhere in the middle. The answer to the question from the beginning, is this genius or panic, depends entirely on whether model efficiency improvements happen in 2 years or 10. Google is betting on the market is starting to price in two. One of them is going to be expensively wrong. My read, Google's making a rational bet with incomplete information, which is another way of saying they're guessing like everyone else, just with more zeros on the check. The difference is, when you're Google, you can afford to be wrong. The question is whether shareholders will let them be wrong for long enough to find out. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp. Stay skeptical.